Sometime around 3 a.m. this morning, a team of individuals sawed a hole in the north end of MoMA's roof, rappelled down with ropes, and stole a nude Marina Abramović as she was whipping herself with a flaming rose. The thieves and Ms. Abramović whereabouts are currently unknown.
That's NYPD spokesperson James O'Neill detailing how performance art thieves stole prized performance artist Marina Abramović from the top floor of the Museum of Modern Art. More on that shocking news, plus more stories that barely skim the surface of what's going on in the world today on the Topical. From The Onion and Onion Public Radio, I'm Leslie Price. Stay with us. Theft of performance artist Marina Abramović by performance art thieves is rocking the modern art world today. Here with more is OPR art correspondent Remy Berglund. What can you tell us, Remy?
Thanks, Leslie. At approximately 3 a.m. this morning, all closed circuit televisions inside the museum were turned off for 20 minutes. At that time, police say a team of individuals disabled the alarm system and grabbed Marina Abramović undetected as she was screaming, "Mother, whore, milk," at a burning rose she was flogging herself with. It wasn't until several hours later that museum personnel noticed she was missing.
Well, why did it take so long? Doesn't MoMA have 24/7 security?
They do, but police say that the burglars replaced Abramović with a near-identical 72-year-old naked Serbian woman, who they paid to lash herself with a burning rose until someone caught on. No one knew Abramović had been replaced with a knockoff until a perceptive museum-goer noticed that the woman didn't soil herself at 11 a.m., which Abramović did every day at that hour to illustrate the foibles of routine.
This is a prized performance artist for MoMA. They must be reeling right now.
Last year, Sotheby's valued her at $1.2 million. I spoke with a shaken Glenn Lowry, who's the art director at MoMA, about what Abramović's disappearance means for the performance art world.
This is a terrible loss. Abramović may have been valued in the millions, but the truth is she's priceless. People came from all over the world just to get a glimpse of her burning herself with roses or masturbating underneath the floorboards while reciting a recipe for the perfect French omelet. If she can't be recovered, the loss is catastrophic.
Any guesses to where Abramović and her flaming rose are now?
It's anyone's guess at this point. Police say that if she's not found quickly, she could likely end up on the black market, selling for perhaps triple her value. If that's the case, she could become part of a private collection or hidden away in a Swiss bank vault for years.
This Hester raid is one of the most audacious smash-and-grab performance art burglaries ever committed.
Absolutely. The most notable performance art heists occurred in 1974, when Chris Burden was stolen. Burden had crucified himself to the roof of a Volkswagen Beetle in a piece titled Transfixed. Thieves simply hotwired the car and drove off with Burton, who wasn't seen again until he turned up in a Canadian tech millionaire's garage in 2008.
Well, hopefully Abramović will be found safely before she disappears completely or ends up in some rummage sale for a tenth of her value. Thank you, Remy.
Thank you.
Every day in America, 60 million packages are delivered, but we don't always know what's inside.
He bent down to pick the package up. That's when the device detonated.
Danger is everywhere, and no one is safe in Austin, Texas, as law enforcement hunts a serial bomber for 19 days. From Sony Music Entertainment, Campside Media, and Pegalo Pictures, this is Witnessed. 19 Days. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts to binge all episodes or listen weekly wherever you get your podcasts.
As the climate crisis worsens, the world's glaciers are melting at ever more alarming rates. At McMurdo Research Station in Antarctica, NASA scientists are using cutting-edge technology to precisely measure the rate of glacial melt in order to inform policymakers as well as the world at large about the exact nature of the danger we face. We sent OPR's environmental reporter Kenneth Neely to see them at work. Thanks for joining us, Kenneth.
Thanks for having me, Leslie.
So tell me, what was it like being right there on the front lines of the fight for our planet?
It was definitely interesting, seeing how they conduct research in such an extreme climate. I spoke with Linda Chang, one of the head researchers on the project, and she told me about the technology they use to map the glacier. Take a listen.
So here is the takeoff strip where we launch.
Fuck, it's cold. I'm freezing my goddamn nuts off.
Where we launch what are called airborne radar missions, which use a special piece of aircraft tube.
Oh, shit. I can't feel my face or my legs. Oh, God, it feels like my organs are shutting down.
As I was saying, we use a special P3 aircraft to map the glacial topography of
Fuck this! I'm going back inside.
Hey! Where are you going? I thought we were doing an interview.
That's all you managed to get from her?
I thought I got a decent amount.
That was barely anything.
Well, sorry. It was really cold. And I forgot to pack any winter clothes.
You forgot to pack winter clothes on a trip to Antarctica?
What? Why is that so shocking? People forget things sometimes.
That's like the one thing you should make a point of bringing to Antarctica.
Okay, well, I was only going for a couple short interviews, and I assumed we'd be inside the research station most of the time anyways.
Well, what were you wearing?
I brought some slacks, a button-up, a baseball cap.
To Antarctica? It's like 0 degrees there.
Actually, it was minus 20. See, I thought because it was getting warmer here, it would be warm there, but it turns out when it's warm here, it's actually way colder over there.
Yeah, no shit. It's at the end of the earth. God, do you know how much it cost to send you there? All the permits we had to get approved, and you didn't even bring a jacket?
Well, I did bring a hoodie.
Jesus Christ, even dumb animals know when to cover up. Why didn't you just borrow some clothes from someone?
Oh, I tried. And let's just say the people there weren't really into that idea. Take a listen.
Sorry, I don't really like loaning people my stuff.
Yeah, sorry. I don't really have any extra clothes. Besides, I don't even know you.
Jesus, all right. Well, is there anything else you can tell us about what was going on down there?
Well, they definitely have glaciers, and they're definitely melting, and the NASA guys are studying it.
Fucking hell.
I don't know how exactly, but I know they are. Beyond that, well, it's anyone's guess.
God! I need to see you in my office, and don't forget to bring your resignation letter, okay?
What? This was all Riley's fault. She's the travel coordinator.
Hey, fuck you, Kenneth. Don't blame me.
All right, that's all we've got for today, folks. Kenneth, I think you owe everyone listening an apology before we go. Say you're sorry.
Sorry.
Like you mean it.
Fine. Sorry.
All right, thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.
You're such a fucking idiot! Ow!